Welcome to Folk Box, a weekly feature from the Voice of Russia, tailor-made for all those who love folk music. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko, always happy to join you once again. What would you say to spending the next half hour playing? You have to agree we all have moments when we feel tempted to set aside all cares and worries of the adult world and join the youngsters in their carefree amusements. And if I add that these are traditional folk games, for any folklore fan, that works like a charm. Children's folklore these days is a rarity that is priceless, so one mustn't pass up an opportunity to listen to it. Well, we're super lucky, since we have just such an opportunity. We're now heading for the Chamber Hall of Moscow's Philharmonic Society, which has been hosting special children's folklore concerts for a number of years now. These concerts are put together by folklorist Yelena Zaitseva, who boasts a great following of like-minded among colleagues and audience. And here's Yelena herself, reminding us that by far not all in children's folklore has fallen into oblivion. Do you know how to play ladushki or patter cake? Yes. Patter cake, where have you been? Visiting grandma. Excellent. The folklore concert ladushki, named for the Russian folk game, still very much alive, begins. One of the very young participants of the concert, Elena Galkina, incidentally a laureate of the 8th competition of Slav music. She certainly deserved it, wouldn't you say? Yelena Zaitseva begins explaining to the youngsters and their parents. In olden times, there was a special ritual involving getting ready to greet newborns. A red thread would be put aside, which was later tied around the infant's tummy. You see, for Russians, the red color in itself was something of an amulet. And in the very first days of its life, the infant would be wrapped in the father's shirt. It was deemed it would imbue the child with vigor, robust strength, and health. Do you understand? Yes, we do. And only after that would the infant be dressed in baby clothes and swaddled in diapers, placed in a cot. The cradle was supposed to be near the stove so that the child get the most of its warmth. The entire village would assemble to celebrate the birth of a child. Do you know what special food was prepared? No? A cooked cereal, prepared at length in a big vat. The boys and girls would run up and hold out their hands, open palms. Back then they would be called ladushki, a word familiar to you from the game. Well, each would get a palmful of cooked cereal, the ritual seen as a way of wishing the youngster health. Then it was the turn of the adults to honor the parents, who were referred to with lofty dignity as Duke and Duchess. Very special songs were sung at that moment, referred to as birthing songs. Very few of them have reached our day. I would like to sing for you one of these songs recorded in Moscow region. And afterwards, lullabies would enter the infant's life. Let's hear Olga Cheripanova singing. In this edition of Folk Box, we're featuring children's folklore live. This is indeed a rarity. We are at a concert in the Chamber Hall of Moscow's Philharmonic Society. Folklorist Yelena Zaitseva is talking with a young audience. If we were to look it up in the Russian language dictionary, there's a special word, pribautki. What does it mean? Special children's rhymes, sallies and sayings. One thing they all have in common is the occasional amusing odd words that are in effect meaningless, like tinta tuta, for example. Tinta tuta tinta ta, a kitty married a tomcat, Pyotr Petrovich. There lived a carp, and there you have the tale's beginning. Once upon a time, there lived two dogfish, and there you have half the tale. There once were two geese, and that's it for our story. Time now for a ring dance, announces Елена Зайцева, summoning all those who want to take part. Everything in folklore is for a reason. We proceed clockwise, following the movement of the sun. This ensures that magical forces come into their own, imbuing man with the energy of nature. So, children's folklore, where does one seek it out in our day and age?
Было такое, мои дорогие, село, называлось оно Афанасьевка.
Елена Зайцева tells the audience about the celebrated folklore ensemble in the Russian south, the village of Afanasyevka, and their legendary leader, Yefim Sapielkin, who knew a great many such songs. This one, about the boy named Ivanushka, was also written down for posterity by Sapielkin. Singing it is Vika Derkach from the children's ensemble Zvonnitsa. And now the children's ensemble Zvonnitsa with a Cossack song. Children's Folklore Live, for you in Folk Box. Now it's time to recall the children's folk teasing songs. Витя, Витя, Tiny Tot ran off with Granny's watermelon. Петя the cockerel, sitting on a fence, laid some eggs he took to market, but couldn't make them sell. Doll, ballerina, show off, tittle-tattle. That's a literal translation of a nursery rhyme, which is equivalent to something like rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, counting or divination game, often played to foretell futures. I recall the Russian version of that children's rhyme from my own childhood, a Apparently it's very old. Kiss and make up and don't fight. And if you fight, I will bite. The audience joins in with the very young folklore performers and the host of the event at Moscow's Philharmonic, Elena Zaitseva. Here's the game Ladushki. For the very little ones, the participants clap first one hand, then another, right, left, then both, at first slowly, then picking up the tempo. The trick is not to confuse hands, and since everything in folklore has a practical reasoning behind it, in this case, it's for developing coordination. Ладушки, ладушки, where were you at? Visiting grandma. What did you eat? Porridge. What did you drink? Brew. What did you snack on? Bread and cabbage. What was for byword? Chicken and duck. After eating, drinking, off home they flew, and down they swooped, right onto your head. Another game, magpie. At first, the mother traces a finger across the child's palm in a magical circle, typical for folklore, starting in the very center. In fact, this is a massage of the energy zones. After that, each finger is bent in succession, teaching their names, plus helping develop fine motor skills. So there you have it, folklore's practical use. Magpie Magpie was cooking gruel to feed her young, who didn't fetch water, who didn't chop wood, who didn't burn wood in the stove, who didn't cook the porridge, won't get any. Here's another game, physical training plus fun. To make our home cozier and tighten it, take a step forward. We hold hands. My hand's good, we chant, but my neighbor's better. Right, off we go, in a circle, holding hands. Next, we hold one another by the waist and say, my waist is good, but the neighbor's is better. My knees are good, but my neighbors are better. Why don't you try and grab them while walking at the same time? My heels are good, but the neighbors are better. And so on and so forth, you can continue adding to that as far as your imagination will allow. What a wonderful it is, children's folklore, and especially fun playing these games all together and remembering your childhood. Elena Zaitseva's children's folklore concerts for you in Folkbox.